to bring you a story that is just unfolding.
We need to eliminate all uncertainty before we take any action. It's certainly not a risk analysis they apply to other areas where they take dramatic action, you know, the Iraq war being a glaring case in point.
The United States and China obviously have differences, but look at the things we have in common. We need a stable world to allow...
That's a big question.
Well, we got time.
If you don't know how to fix it, stop breaking it.
If we act boldly, we can make significant progress in reversing the potential
damage. We need to take some responsibility.
Cap and trade, you think that's really the answer?
Yeah, it is.
Short and sweet.
When you start cutting your energy bill, you start giving your city opportunity.
Welcome to Eco Talk, another exciting and fresh edition of the program for you. I know you're going to listen because we have a little bit of everything today. We have culture, politics. PG&E is doing all kinds of green things. They're the regional utility on the West Coast, and they are definitely positioning themselves to be the greenest utility in the land. We'll tell you what we mean by that. Massachusetts versus the EPA removed the Bush administration's excuse recently for not addressing climate change. Now will California versus EPA force them to act? There are any number of Schwarzenegger movie jokes we could make to describe the letter that Arnold sent to the EPA threatening them with a lawsuit if they don't get busy. But I think I'll go with Kindergarten Cop. The cop who is protecting the planet is getting all the White House kitties in line. Flexing some muscle there. Former environmental advisor Terry Tamminen will join us in a moment to comment on the governor's six-month timetable for the EPA. Then Treehugger correspondent Simran Sethi will check in with Gris David Roberts to hand out some eco awards and stop by and talk about the Shanghai Auto Show. We'll hear about that. In our second half, West Coast energy giant PG&E, as I just mentioned, has come a long way, and much of the credit goes to people working within the company like Nancy McFadden. And as a former deputy chief of staff for Vice President Al Gore, she really speaks our language. I think you'll want to hear what she has to say. And finally, we've always admired our friends at Clif Bar for their leadership and foresight in organic agriculture and truly values-driven business, also for their unfailing knack for combining values with fun. Now their Green Notes program helps rock musicians tour with a clear tone, a light footprint, and a clear conscience, and a very green tour bus. Green Notes program head Grady O'Shaughnessy and musician Martin Sexton will stop by to tell us how it's going. But first, we want to check in with Terry Tamminen, no stranger to this program, but since we spoke to you last, you've been traveling around the globe. I'm sure you're offsetting your carbon output, and you have a big new job. Welcome, Terry.
Betsy, thanks for inviting me.
First, let's talk about the big new job.
Well, I'm the new director of the climate program at the New America Foundation. Lots of new in there.
Mm-hmm. It's a new environmental movement, have you heard?
Yeah, that's right. According to Arnold, it's sexy.
Okay, whatever it takes.
That's right. And New America Foundation, for those who may not know, is a nonpartisan, nonprofit think tank based in Washington, D.C., that helps very much often at the state level. It's kind of a level of government that people tend to forget about when they're focused on cities or, of course, on our federal government. And they've been very helpful to us when I was in the Schwarzenegger administration, and I know to many other states, in thinking through education policy, health care, arcane things like redistricting, but that's really at the heart of some of the partisanship in our politics, and they're rethinking how we might create our districts from which people get elected and things like that, fiscal reform, and now climate change. So I'm very proud to be a part of that team. One of the main reasons I left state government was to have the freedom to work with many governors, still consulting and advising Governor Schwarzenegger, though, but to work with many governors and provincial premiers in Canada and most recently Australia and down in Mexico and so forth to help get more states, more provinces involved in this level of climate planning, of saying, look, even if our federal governments act and there's not a whole likelihood that that will happen anytime soon, a lot of the actual work to reduce greenhouse gases is done by the states. So let's band together now, figure that out, create the blueprints for doing so, and then even some things like carbon trading schemes amongst our various regulated industries, so we have a market-based way of reducing greenhouse gases and a bigger market by combining our various states and regions.
Were you talking about your book along the way?
Oh, every so often, yeah. Couldn't help but mention Lives Per Gallon, the True Cost of Our Oil Addiction, which, of course, one of the true costs is indeed climate change, because although nominally our emissions from cars and trucks are only about a third of the total emissions, and that's a lot, when you factor in refining and all the oil and gas exploration that goes on to support the transportation fuel industry, about half of our total greenhouse gases in the world come from our oil addiction.
Okay, so now let's talk about Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger telling the EPA, don't get too girly on me, want you to be tough.
Well, that's right. I mean, he has been very clear all along when we first campaigned, when he first campaigned for governor, and he wrote his environmental action plan back in 2003, and we came into office, he joined the lawsuit against the Bush administration seeking to declare carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases as pollutants, formally pollutants under the Clean Air Act, which would then obviously give states and the federal government the right to regulate.